1. Getting started. Anyone with $30,000 to $40,000 can start a hedge fund. Hedge funds now manage $2.2 trillion in assets, up fourfold in 5 years. Originally, a hedge fund invested in equities and used leverage. It actually had to hedge to protect against market swings by taking long and short positions. Only a hedging fund could be called a hedge fund. Now, hedge funds are simply private investment pools of money, normally structured as a limited partnership or limited liability company. These profits are referred to as a performance fee or an incentive allocation. They can amount to 20 or even 30% of the profits. Unlike a mutual fund, a hedge fund is not open to just any investors and cannot advertise for investors. However, a hedge fund can use any means necessary to make money, whereas the SEC prohibits the use of derivatives or shorting strategies by mutual funds. In other words, mutual funds are limited to taking long positions. There is more risk to the typical mutual fund than to the typical hedge fund, because a hedge fund can employ long and short positions to make money in good and bad markets. Also, a mutual fund manager is paid on the basis of the amount of assets under management. A hedge fund manager is paid primarily based on results, and most hedge fund managers often invest their own money. Hedge funds engage in arbitrage and employ hedging strategies. Hedge fund managers who use traditional, long-only equity strategies do not hedge, in fact, but operate a type of mutual fund. First steps. It is very easy to join the hedge fund industry. In fact, starting a hedge fund gets easier every year. Brokerages, lawyers, accountants, and other financial professionals often team up to provide a one-stop-shop approach to developing and launching hedge funds. Most consultation work is conducted over the phone or internet. All one needs to start a hedge fund are money, a lawyer, prime or introducing broker, office space or a home office, and eventually an accountant. Money. Most hedge fund managers look to friends and family for their startup money since it is difficult to attract institutional investors to a new fund. Many hedge funds have some, if not most, of their managers' wealth invested in them. Legal services. The legal development process normally begins with a planning consultation that covers investment advisor registration, location of the hedge fund, and reliance on safe harbors and exemptions. A legal consultation identifies matters that require further planning and, more often than not, further consultations. The fund and its management company are formed in the appropriate jurisdictions. Bank and brokerage accounts are opened. A lawyer will draft operating agreements and the offering documents. Prime broker services. After the hedge fund is organized and the offering documents are prepared, one needs a prime or introducing broker. An introducing broker is a registered broker-dealer who has an agreement with a prime broker to use the prime broker's custody and clearing services. A top-shelf prime broker or introducing broker will provide marketing and capital introduction services. Conventional advertising and marketing of hedge funds is against the law. However, legal alternatives have been developed, and good fund managers are usually able to get the right kind of investor attention. It is best to stay away from retail brokerage firms since they are not geared toward hedge funds and the needs of hedge fund managers. Office space. One can work from any location where there is high-speed internet. There is no stigma to running a hedge fund from home. Hedge fund managers, even the best ones, can and do work from home. Hedge fund housekeeping. Hedge funds are typically established as limited partnerships or limited liability companies, a task that will take the average business or securities lawyer only a few hours. However, an experienced securities lawyer should be retained to prepare the offering documents. Some fund organizers try to draft their own offering documents or use a family member who is a lawyer who is not a securities lawyer. But it is usually obvious to potential investors that appropriate legal counsel was not consulted. A poor set of offering documents is a sure mark against a hedge fund manager. The one document that is of prime importance is the Private Placement Memorandum, PPM. Potential investors rely heavily on the information that a PPM provides. A PPM is an extensive document individually crafted for each hedge fund.